Albayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Friday night lessons here at Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo. Today we'd like to speak about the greatness of Islam. My dear brothers and sisters, to know the greatness of something, we must know what it is. So what is Islam? What does Islam mean? We know Islam, as the ulama have defined it, is al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawhidi, wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'ati, wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahli. Islam is to submit, surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by worshipping Him alone. By worshipping who alone? By worshipping Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And disassociating yourself from shirk, from associating partners with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who do that, this is what Islam means. So the greatness of Islam lies in the worship of Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is great because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose this religion for us. He perfected His favor upon us. He gave us His deen of Islam. No other religion will be accepted from mankind after the sending of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam except Islam. To submit and surrender yourself to Allah by worshiping Him alone. By worshiping Him alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Islam is la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Many people say this statement upon their tongues, but have not acted upon it, have not lived by it. So we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We have to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many will ask, Tawheed, or many will say, Tawheed is not important. Doesn't matter. Few issues, minor issues. Tawheed is the most important thing, my dear brothers and sisters. This is why this deen is so great. This is why Islam is so great. It's in the Tawheed. What is Tawheed? Tawheed is to worship Allah alone. To single out Allah alone in His right to be worshipped. To acknowledge and know that Allah is the true Rabb. He is our provider, our sustainer, our creator, our nourisher. Tawheed is to acknowledge and believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most beautiful names, the most beautiful attributes that He has called Himself by. Either in the Quran or the authentic Sunnah. Tawheed is la ilaha illallah. That no one, nothing, no deity has a right to be worshipped alone. No one has a right to be worshipped alone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All my worship is for Allah. All my sacrifice is for Allah. Allah is one. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, He is one. Allahu Samad, the self-sufficient master, He needs nothing, He needs no one. And every single thing, every single person, every single creation is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not, nor is He begotten. Allah doesn't have a son, a daughter, a father, a mother. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Allah is one. He is al-ahad. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is nothing like Him or similar to Him. Allah is the greatest, my dear brothers and sisters. And Allah being the greatest, He gave us this great religion of Islam. The deen of Islam. The way of life. Which is Islam. Do we live by it? Do we learn it? Do we appreciate it? Because wallahi, your greatest gift, my greatest gift, our greatest gift, the greatest gift for all humanity is Islam. If they only knew. They only fought for a second. Sadly, many have taken Islam. They've started to wage war against Islam. They've taken Islam as an enemy. Well, in reality, it's the best thing for them. It's the best thing for all of us. From the greatness of Islam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last and final and greatest of all prophets and messengers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us this religion. He left us on the clear, straight path. It's night is like it's day, as he told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to us, all my nation will enter paradise, except those who reject. They said, who will reject, O Prophet of Allah? Who will reject entering the paradise? He said, من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. Whoever obeys me, whoever obeys the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will enter Jannah. And whoever disobeys me, disobeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has rejected what? Has rejected the entrance into paradise. This is how great Islam is. Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a guide for us. Whoever follows him will enter Jannah. Whoever goes against his way, then he's rejecting entering the paradise. The sunnah is clear. The sunnah is clear. I have left for you two things. If you grab onto them, you'll never go astray, the Prophet ﷺ said. The book of Allah and my sunnah. Grab onto them. When you are confused, when you can't find, or you cannot differentiate between that which is right and wrong, you're having dispute with others, what do? Go back to the book of Allah. Go back to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is your savior. The sunnah, as the ulama said, is like Noah's ark. Whoever jumps onto the ark, whoever gets on to the ship that Nuh built, as the example is given, whoever gets onto the ship will be saved from drowning. Just as the people who followed Nuh and believed in Nuh, they had to get on the ark to be saved. Likewise, you want to be saved, my dear brothers? You want to be saved, my dear sisters? Grab onto the sunnah and keep away from bid'ah. Keep away from innovation and all of its forms. Keep away from it. Because bid'ah, the shaitan loves bid'ah. He loves innovation. He loves for the person to fall into innovation. Because the person who's in innovation, what is he doing really? He's wasting his time. That's what the shaitan wants the person to do. When you worship Allah in a way which is not prescribed, in essence, you are wasting your time. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that whoever introduces a matter into this religion of ours, in this religion of ours, will have it rejected. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا فليس منه فهو رد. Whoever introduces into this matter of ours, into Islam, that which is not from it, shall have it rejected. And the Prophet ﷺ also said, وكل بدعة ضلالة. And all bid'ah, all innovation in religion is astray, is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. We seek Allah's protection. So from the greatness of Islam is that he sent us the sunnah. He sent us the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is from the greatest of blessings. Sent us the Quran, the sunnah. And from the greatness of Islam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us the best of people after the prophets and messengers, and they are the companions, radiyallahu anhum. They were the students of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They spread the religion all over the world. And on the head of them, leading them, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiyallahu anhum, the first four khulafa, they are the best of the companions, radiyallahu anhum. Prophet ﷺ told us to follow his way and the way of the rightly guided successors, radiyallahu anhum. So alhamdulillah, this is our deen. It is the Quran. It is the sunnah. It is the way of the sahaba. And also the salaf. Many people don't know who the salaf are. The salaf are the first few generations. The first few praised generations, our pious predecessors, our pious forefathers. Prophet ﷺ, he said about them, the best nation is my generation. Then the ones after them, then the ones after them. They're the best. Take the religion from them, you'll never go astray. Take what they took and keep away from what they didn't take. Do what they did and you'll be saved. And keep away from what they didn't do. So when a matter comes up, did the Prophet ﷺ do it? Did the companions do it? Did the tabi'een and atba' tabi'een do it? The students of the sahaba and their students, did they do it? If they didn't do it, keep far away. As many of the ulama said, follow their way. Do not innovate. Follow their way. Because their way is the best way. They are the praised generation. Allah is pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, Islam is great. And Islam will honor you. It will honor me. It will honor all of us. This honor only comes when we leave Islam. When we follow ways other than Islam. When we leave the way of the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf al-Salih. This will bring us this honor. This will bring us this unity. This will bring us misguidance. So we have to cling to this way. Always remember, when thinking about something great, remember Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than everything. Allah is greater than everyone. And subhanAllah al-Azim, we do not make a movement in the prayer except by saying Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. So Allah is greater than my dunya. Allah is greater than everything and everyone around me. And I will only become great when I declare Allah's greatness. When I follow the religion that He has chosen for me, the path He has chosen for me, the kitab and sunnah, this is when I can become great. You know, people today, very easy, they say, this guy's the greatest, this person's the greatest, he's the best. But in reality, Allah is greater than everything and everyone. And that's how we become great. By declaring, living, and acknowledging that Allah is the greatest. From Allah's greatness and from the greatness of Islam, it has given us principles to live by. It has given us a way of life, a complete way of life. Everything is there, my dear brothers and sisters. Everything is there. It has set principles for us that if we live by, wallahi, we will never get astray, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. For example, Prophet ﷺ, he says, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Prophet ﷺ says, there should be no harm and no reciprocating of harm. This is a principle, one of the greatest principles in Islam. No harm, no causing of harm, no spreading of harm. Harm should be stopped. Anything that causes harm should be eradicated. Many things fall under this great principle. For example, driving your car at a certain speed is going to cause harm. It's not allowed to speed. So we don't need all these road rules. A Muslim should know. Blocking the footpaths, for example, is going to cause harm to the people walking. May have to cause them to walk on the road. Here, what do? As Muslims, we know automatically. I don't cause harm. There's many hadith that promote removal of harm. If you see an object in the path, remove it. Remove it and the person will be rewarded. Even an animal which is getting harmed, it's not allowed in Islam. You have to give us some water. A Muslim, a true Muslim is the one who others are safe from his harm. So Islam removes harm. Any type of harm. Also, from the great principles of Islam is how it removes wrongdoing. How eliminates wrongdoing. And as Muslims, we should always remove wrongdoing according to our capability. Prophet ﷺ says, مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِمَانِ. Whoever of you sees a wrong, then change it with your hand. If you're unable to do so, then upon your tongue. And if you're unable to do that, then hate it within your heart. And that is the lowest level of iman. How many of us see evil and we don't do nothing about it? How many of us, day after day, in our own households, amongst our own families, in our workplaces, we see evil and we keep on walking. None of my business. Now, even may use a hadith. They even use hadith to support what they do. That a Muslim is one who does not involve himself in that which does not concern him. And they misuse the hadith, they misquote the hadith. They use it in the wrong place. My dear brothers and sisters, whoever is able amongst us to change a wrong, we have to change it according to our ability. Whoever sees a wrongdoing and he has the authority to do so, then he must change this wrong. If he cannot do it by taking action, then he speaks out against it. And if he cannot even speak out against it, for whatever reason, then he must hate this action. And hating something is removing yourself from that scene. Also, from the great principles, related to this principle, is that if you're going to remove a harm and it's going to cause a greater harm, then you don't do so. And if you're going to remove a harm or you're going to do a good that's going to prevent a greater good, then you don't do so. So all these great principles we must live by. That's what Islam calls us to do. To not bring more harm or prevent a greater good. In Islam, if we can't remove all the harm, what do? We reduce the harm. If we can't bring all the good, then we bring some of the good. We do what we can. And these principles are very important and show the greatness of Islam. So do what you can do to the best of your ability with wisdom, with hikmah. Don't rush. Think. If you don't know, seek advice. Ask the ulama. Ask the people of knowledge. This is Islam. Islam is great. Now, from the greatness of Islam is that there's many principles, as I said, which we can live by, which we can adapt into our daily lives. One of the greatest principles is that al-aslu fil ashya' al-ibaha, that in principle, everything is halal. You know, why I mention this is that there's some people who come and talk, and the way they get out of doing things is what? They say, everything is haram. It's quite the opposite. In worship, as we know, everything is haram until there's proof from the Quran and Sunnah that you can worship Allah in this manner. But in what you wear, clothes for example, you can wear what you like as long as it's not haram. Transactions, business transactions, dealings with others, do what you like as long as you don't fall into anything which is haram, such as riba, such as ripping people off, deceiving people. Food, generally you can eat everything unless Islam has prohibited it. And when it comes to animals, obviously there's more rules that apply, that the animal has to be slaughtered in the Islamic manner, and so on and so forth. So these principles, my dear brothers and sisters, they help you live your life in the best possible way by constantly going from one act of worship to another. But we need knowledge. Islam encourages us to seek knowledge. And this is from the greatness of Islam. That the first word revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Iqra. Read. Read in the name of who? In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So read, seek knowledge, make your house a house of knowledge, a house filled with Islamic knowledge will never be empty, regardless of what type of furniture you have in there. Regardless if you have nothing in there from the materialistic things. If you have ilm in there, then your house is rich, your house is full. Learn this religion. But when you do so, do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read, but read the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn so you can worship Allah better. So you can know what the sunnah is and keep away from innovations, keep away from the haram. My dear brothers and sisters, we will truly understand the greatness of Islam when we read his book, when we read the Quran. We all have to have a relationship with the Quran. The Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want Allah to love you? Read his book. You want to be close to Allah? Read his book. Understand his book. Memorize his book, the Quran. Live by his book. Contemplate his book. This is the Quran. It is for us. It is for me and you. And the Quran is the greatest miracle given to mankind. It is the greatest book sent to mankind. Read the Quran. Never leave your house. Never let a day go past without reading the Quran. Do not read any other book more than the Quran. Do not have a relationship with any other book like you have with the Quran. Sadly today, another type of book is more popular than any other book, sadly. And more time is spent on it than any other book. Which book am I referring to? Anyone know? It's not really a book, but it's in the name. Facebook. Now they have the counters there, you know, you can see how much activity you've done on Facebook. How sad is it that we spend more time on that than the Quran? How sad is it? Wallahi, the closer we want to be to Allah, the more spirituality we want to have, the more stronger relationship we want to have with Allah, all goes back to your relationship with his book. Reading his book, living his book, reading from it, reading it in your prayers. Make sure, my dear brothers and sisters, that the Quran is a part of your life, not only in Ramadan. Many people only read the Quran in Ramadan. It gathers dust the rest of the months, but they bring it down in Ramadan. Read the Quran always. Attach your children to the Quran, your family to the Quran, because the Quran is the greatest book, because it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the greatest, who gave us Islam. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, from the greatest things in Islam is the greatest pillar after Tawheed, and that is the pillar of prayer. Prayer, the Salah. Many people today just want to get it over and done with. Let me just pray, get it off my neck. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say to Bilal, make us relax by calling the call to prayer. This was the delight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eye, the prayer, which we neglect. These five prayers. How are your prayers? How are your prayers? Are they on time? Do you have khushu' in them? For the males, are you praying them in the masajid? Are you fulfilling the shurut of the salah, the preconditions of the prayer? Are you fulfilling the arkan of the prayer, the pillars of the prayer, the obligations of the prayer, the sunan of the prayer? Do you know what they are? Wallahi, the prayer, if it's prayed properly, will keep you away from wrongdoing and lewd acts. And this is not me saying it. It is our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, prayer keeps you away, prohibits you from al-fahsha'i wal munkar. Immorality, lewd acts, and all types of wrongdoing when prayer is prayed properly. When prayer is established correctly in your life. Islam, the greatest religion, has given us this great act of worship, which is the prayer. It's like you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his last words, my dear brothers and sisters, was as-salah, as-salah. The prayer. When someone is dying, he only mentions that which is most important. And the Prophet ﷺ, he is telling us, the prayer. What does he mean? He's saying to me and you, to all of us, to the Muslim Ummah, take care of your prayer. Preserve your prayer. Uphold your prayer. Because the first thing that will lead the person astray to major destruction after leaving Tawheed is leaving the prayer. The difference between us and the disbelievers is the prayer. مَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. The Prophet ﷺ has said, whoever leaves it has disbelieved. Grab onto your prayer. Never leave your prayer. No matter if the world is ending, pray. No matter what situation you're in, pray. Learn about the prayer. Learn what makes your prayer correct. Learn what makes your prayer perfect, my dear brothers and sisters. Do not neglect your prayer. Do not rush your prayer. Do not undermine your prayer. The first thing you'll be asked about is your prayer. Is the salat, the five prayers, the obligatory prayers. If they're good, everything else will be good. If they are not good, if they're not up to scratch, as we say, then everything else will be likewise. So prayer is an indication of how you are. Prayer is an indication of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look after this great pillar of Islam, the salah. To conclude, my dear brothers and sisters, the greatest blessing you can have in this world is not wealth, is not health. They are great blessings, no doubt. It is Islam. The greatest title you can be called, my dear brothers and sisters, is to be a Muslim. So raise your head. Be happy and content, because you're a Muslim. You worship Allah alone. You follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You follow the great religion of Islam. You want to be great? You want your children to be great? Then follow Islam, live Islam, and inshallah die upon Islam. And you only die upon something when you live upon it. Remember that. What you should live upon, you will die upon. Don't think that at the last second you're going to live your whole life away from Islam, you're going to be able to say La ilaha illallah. No, it's how you live. Live upon Islam. So you shall die upon Islam and you'll be resurrected according to what you died upon. We ask Allah to allow us to live upon Islam, to make all our moments according to Islam, and to allow us to die upon Islam and to be resurrected in the best manner, in the best way. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.